Good morning, Kevin. This is Annie on 3CR Solidarity Breakfast, and I'm in company with Tabia and Danila. And in the studio, we've got Amelia, and we've got Dusty on the phone. Now, Dusty and Amelia are rank and file CFMEU, Vic Construction in general, and we wanted to get an update. A bit of perspective following the push by the administration to remove up to 15 of the existing 30 organisers. G'day, Amelia. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you guys?
Yep. And what about you, Dusty?
Yeah, I'm well, thank you. How are you guys?
Good. Now, Dusty, you're a delegate, so you went to the most recent delegate meeting after the removal of Steve Long and the push to remove, the threat of removing more organisers. What was the general feel of the meeting?
The meeting was a bit somber because we'd had a few deaths in our membership. So it sort of led with that. And then there was a bit of a report back on Steve Long. So you would have seen some articles and stuff come out. A lot of innuendo, a lot of speculation and trying to essentially say that Steve Long's done something wrong by having the CFMU donate money to a local community sports club, which every building union and a bunch of corporate sponsors sponsor as well. It's also not the only football club that we sponsor. You know, I believe there's four others all the way down to Hastings. So they've tried to tie him as if he's done something wrong in there. And then mention some companies. One's got a ATO tax bill. I don't know how that's got anything to do with the CFMU. I think it's a government should chase up their own money. And then one, that's a sponsor to the club. And, they were an EBA company, one that we never wanted. I believe they got it through the MBA, not through our office. So that's the master builders issue there, that they've given that company an EBA as far as I'm concerned. Steve Long's been with the union for 50 years, and 20 of those years he's been a union official working for the union.
Amelia, have you been, how have other people at your work site and in general been feeling about the attacks in The Age that have not led to any charges, but there's a lot of, as Dusty said, lots of innuendo?
I mean, to be honest, at my workplace, I don't think that any of my colleagues pay much attention to The Age and whatever rubbish they're putting out. For my comrades who are a bit more involved with the union and who attend branch meetings and who have been paying close attention to this administration, we're really concerned because this legislation that put us into administration came out of a big media attack. And we keep seeing waves of mainstream media just coming on to attack our union. So although like most of these claims are unsubstantiated and like really grasping at straws, really trying to pick at anything that they can, it turns into real consequences with the administration. So like when the legislation was passed and we were put under administration, we lost 270 officials in one day. And then as it's progressed, as more media reports come out, the administrator will retaliate and remove more officials. And we're not seeing officials removed for allegations of corruption or wrongdoing. We actually see a lot of officials removed for political reasons, or because they rubbed the administrator up the wrong way. So one official that was removed last year was Esther. She was removed after having a confrontation with Nick McKenzie in public.
A journalist who's been...
Yes.
Well, if you can call him that.
Well, whatever, yeah.
Yeah. Nick McKenzie just called up the administrator and within 24 hours she was removed. There was no investigation, there's no right of reply. And at the moment, we're waiting to have Esther's court heard case heard in the courts. She's challenging this dismissal and this move to put her on the removed persons list. So we're fully behind her and we want her back in her position. We also only a few months ago saw another round of officials being forced out. So not all of these officials are sacked and put on the removed persons list. There are a number of officials who are forced to resign.
Yeah, that's what they say. They say to them, you either resign or we're going to, you'll lose all your, you know, entitlements and stuff like that.
Exactly. Which doesn't really give them much of a choice. I mean, they're out anyway. People. Yeah, exactly. They've got families to look after. They've got homes to keep over their heads and everything like that. Some of the officials early on who were forced to resign, they were forced to sign NDAs and all that kind of rubbish, and then were put on the removed persons list anyway. And
the removed persons list means they're not allowed to apply for any work in the union, in any union.
Yeah, any union, and they can't represent workers in any capacity. So it's really pretty serious. Like in Queensland, we've seen them lose 50% of their officials, and same with South Australia. And then in New South Wales, they've lost over 70% of their officials. And so now this new round of stripping out people from our union is really concerning, because we're losing a lot of experience and a lot of really great people who fight for their members. And yeah, it's kind of like, well, what are we going to be left with? It's just a bit over a year of administration and we've already lost so much.
Yeah, well, Dusty, bring you in here. The thing that the CFMEU is a membership organisation, and it's organised around a top tier. Then you've got your organisers, then you've got your delegates, then you've got your members, and this allows people from on the shop floor to be able to report through if there's any issues that need to be dealt with, especially safety, because of course construction is a very dangerous industry. What are the fears of removing all that experience by getting rid of another 15 organisers?
Yeah, there's a massive fear of that happening. I mean, just like what you've said, we would lose decades and decades of knowledge and experience, relationships with other unions and, you know, the builders and people that we deal with to ensure that our jobs are safe and our members are looked after, and there's always representation. So to remove like any more senior officials, you know, Longy was, you know, very much a senior official with his time with the union. So yeah, taking those sort of heads out of the game will definitely damage us. And it's those type of relationships that are built up over years and years that keep our jobs safe, you know, that keep delegates and HSRs on the job and making sure that there's representation and that workers get a fair say in what happens on the job and how they're protected, how their safety is managed and things like that. So I think it will be a massive, massive loss and damage to our union and every single member that's out there.
Well, this is a foundational thing that that unions do, but also any community organisations, they function on trust. And the way that the state attacks all these political organisations, whether it's a union or it's a community organisation, you can look at the history from the American COINTELPRO program, they divide and conquer by using trust as the main weapon. So what Nick McKenzie's been doing is sowing these seeds of mistrust for everyone. And really, the antidote is for us to all rally around and support the CFMEU now more than ever. I mean, I was on the phone this year collecting the donation that the Port Melbourne Club gave to 3CR as part of the CFMEU's drive. So that's really shows how these trust links are built.
Yeah, 100%. And Longy's definitely a community type person. He's a major lover of 3CR. You know, he does his show on the Sundays. That's a bit of a CFMU type show to talk about our industry and everything. So, yeah, I think you start to lose that connection to community as well once you take out those sort of senior people that have been building it up for years and years.
I'd love to hear from both of you about your thoughts about the motives behind completely undermining different CFMEU branches' capacity to organise for their workers.
I think that really these attacks are not going to stop until the builders and the bosses say, okay, we're satisfied. You know, like the CFMEU has a reputation for really being quite staunch in maintaining health and safety conditions and pulling up builders when they're doing the wrong thing.
Or even working in the rain or in that wild wet wind that we had recently.
Exactly. And like our union is constantly pushing for more changes in our industry and improving our industry for the workers. But I think that the bosses and the builders see that as coming as a cost to them. But not only that, I think that the Labor Party have a real interest in seeing the dismantling of the CFMEU. I think that before administration, the CFMEU was building a lot of political power in the Labor Party, and that was a real threat to them.
What about you, Dusty?
Yeah, I totally agree with Amelia. You know, we made a commitment that we wanted to start politically organising, and so we started to join to try and get a more fair say in how it goes and build up some campaigns and stuff. So you would have seen one of our more recent campaigns to get engineered stone banned to protect workers from silica and getting silicosis and things like that. So that's why we decided to try and move things faster. We need to be somewhat political as well. And then obviously the Labor Party and certain factions and maybe other unions themselves, unfortunately, have seen that as a bit of a threat. Builders have always been knocking on the door of any political party to go after us. You know, just when this sort of happened, we were about 5 to 6 months out of ABCC being abolished. You know, the Australian Building Construction Commission. And, yeah, we just got that boot off of our neck. And then the Labor Party decided, no, we're going to have to do something much, much drastic. And so the Coalition and the ALP have teamed up and rushed through this legislation that... Yeah, it is very draconian. It's absolutely disgusting. It leaves almost no rights to all union employees and even members themselves. So it's been rushed through. It's a way to attack us. It's a way to slimy us. And next year, we'll start to revisit our next EBA. And I really, really do think the builders are going to start really pushing back and want to fight. And you may see some industrial disputes, legal protected industrial action take place for the first time in a lot of years.
Okay, all right. We have to wind up, and I guess this is a watching brief, and hopefully we'll have you guys back and you can give us an update.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to be here.
And no worries. Thank you very much for having us on.
Yeah, and good luck, you guys.